On the Special Ag Perspectives podcast, I'm Ron Hayes, and glad to have along with us today Chad Shelton with Albaugh. They are one of the players in the Coaxium system for weed control in winter wheat. Let's talk, Chad, about this Coaxium project, the system that you're in the process of putting together, and you're actually starting to test it and improve it and everything. What is Coaxium?
Well, Coaxium is really the brainchild and the vision of Colorado wheat growers. They set out in 2008 to come up with a new herbicide, non-GMO trait that would give them better winter annual grassy weed control and at a better return on investment at the grower level. So this was started in 2008 by the Colorado wheat growers and now is going to be spread across the United States winter wheat growing market to help growers address grassy weeds and to give them a better return on investment.
Tell me a little bit about the elements. You've obviously, Coaxium is the name of the system, but you've got both a trait and also then a herbicide that allows this trait to be useful.
Absolutely. Coaxium is a wheat production system that's built on a platform of four pillars. One is the herbicide tolerant trait. Two is the aggressor herbicide. Three is elite germplasm. And four is industry stewardship. And all four of those things work together to help Coaxium wheat production system perform today and in the future.
Tell us about that trait, first of all.
Well, first of all, the trait is actually a non-GMO trait that was developed by the wheat growers of Colorado State by Colorado State University. And they've actually got a patented trait now that is going to be integrated into wheat varieties for the U.S. wheat grower by over 10 breeding partners bringing this trait to the forefront. In the beginning, Colorado State University and Colorado Wheat Research Foundation and Lima Grain will be bringing the first variety. But in the future, there'll be other entities, both private and public, that will be able to integrate this trait into germplasm to offer a wide variety of diversity for germplasm for wheat growers.
And that's all about that high quality, high-end wheat variety that you're talking about.
That's absolutely right. One of the second component is elite germplasm, and we want to be able to offer growers germplasm that hits both yield but quality and fits different microclimates so that if you're raising wheat in Oklahoma, you have an opportunity to use certain varieties. If you're raising it in Montana, Nebraska, Colorado, or Kansas, all varieties that will fit for those different markets.
Right. And you indicated that you are going to be working with Dr. Carver and the OSU program.
Absolutely. Oklahoma State University has signed up to bring and integrate this trait into their germplasm, and we're excited about that opportunity of what bringing an Oklahoma State University variety through Brett's program will look like in the near future.
You mentioned the concept of stewardship. Tell me about that.
Well, stewardship is really critical. I mean, if we look at when the last herbicide-tolerant trait was brought to the marketplace, it was over 18 years ago, and that's been a unique technology for us. And since then, a lot of time has passed, and we haven't had new technologies brought to wheat. So stewardship is the ability for us to manage how the functionality and the usefulness of this technology works over time. Mm-hmm. And we believe, through the proper stewardship, that we can make this technology last for over 10 or 15 years if managed properly. Remember, resistance isn't something we develop, it's something that we manage. And stewardship will help us manage and keep resistance at bay as long as we possibly can.
With this kind of being that that second system coming to market, I would think what you would have the potential of having acceptance quicker by producers.
Absolutely. Well, I think there's two things we've learned around the Clearfield production system since it's been around for 18 years is, number one, we need varieties that fit the microclimates. Number two is that it is truly a system that needs to be managed for resistance. And if you manage it, just like with Clearfield, we'll prolong that resistance from evolving. And so by being the second production system, even though it's a grower-owned trait, it actually is easier to get into the marketplace. And I actually was with BSF when we launched Clearfield Wheat, and that was a novel concept. Today, it's not a novel concept. It's the next generation, which is a good place to be.
And this partnership between the various, you know, partners, Albaugh, Lima Grain, you know, obviously your public universities as well, plus the growers, it's very unique.
Oh, absolutely. And that's probably one of the things most exciting. I've been in this business for over 28 years, and I've never had the opportunity to launch something that's so unique because it's a grower-owned trait and a grower-developed trait. And the partnerships that we have, I like to talk to about efficiency of partnerships. If you've got one grower with a baler and one grower with a swather, that makes a great partnership for making hay. The partnership that we have between Colorado Wheat Research Foundation, Lima Grain, and Albaugh, we all specialize in something unique, which helps us bring technology to the marketplace at the best cost position we can do.
You've got, I think you said, 75,000 acres, give or take, right now in production with this system. Where's it going? What do you want to see happen?
Well, right now, what we want to basically see is the performance, both yield. We want to see the performance of the herbicide, aggressor for controlling winter annual grassy weeds. And at the end of the day, we want to see the variety's performance. And today, as we start to look at the wheat and the way it's performing out there, we believe that we've got a real chance to deliver on all three of those fronts, both on our for the performance of grassy weed control, the performance of the variety and yield, and the quality.
And you signal that you're going to be doing the things that you need to do to really show these producers that this is the varieties that are there that will actually be available under the system. They're going to meet their needs.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's one of the great things that DT Farms did here today was to be able to show it not in a test plot situation, but in a commercial usage application. When you're able to see 800 acres of this technology out there and it looks really, really good across 800 acres, that was able to give you some confidence in moving forward with it from a production standpoint at a grower level.
One other question, as far as a guy wants to find out more, as far as you have a website or a place they can go to kind of explore and kind of check everything out?
Absolutely. If you want to know more about coaxium wheat and aggressor herbicide, you can go to coaxium.com and you can get all the information on the herbicide, the traits, where varieties are available, how to get in contact with seed purchase opportunities, and learn more about how to best use aggressor herbicide and manage it for the long-term success.
Thanks, Chad. Chad Shelton with Albaugh talking with us about the coaxium system for winter wheat. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.